Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Hernan?
Yes.
Hey, Hernan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
I really don't know what to ask because I never did it before.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's understandable, you know. Are you a new business owner?
I've had it for a couple of years now, but it's the first time I was over this online thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not an everyday thing where a business gets the opportunity to be on the first page of Google, just because there's only three spots there on the first page. And we only have one listing available currently. So usually when a spot opens up, we get a list of the guys that qualify. And sometimes we fill the spot before we make it down to certain businesses on the list. So it does look like you've been on the list for a while, but this is the first time we've reached out to you and had the opening. So once we fill the position, we usually just close it out, and then we can't work with anybody else until the spot opens up again, because you know, again, there's only three guys, and we have one open. So, Tara wanted me to come on the line with you to go over some the pricing structures, but I also do want to be very clear about, like, where you'll be listed. Are you near a computer at all?
No, but I can be.
Yeah, I mean, it'd make it a lot easier because it's not a tangible product that you can, like, hold in your hands. But if you could see what we're doing for the business, it'd make it make a lot more sense for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you just go to Google and then type in any service that you provide, like you're a customer, okay. Just pretend you're a customer looking for help. Type in excavation would probably be the best one, to be honest, because that's the money maker. That's where you're going to see the best most profit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And then when the search results come up on Google, you'll see a map, and there's three guys next to it.
I don't see a map.
You don't see the little map there with the little red dots on it?
Oh, there. I have to scroll down.
Oh, yeah. There you go. The ones that say sponsored are doing, like, pay-per-click or pay-per-lead, depending on which campaign they selected. We do that here, too, but that's not what we're originally calling about. We're calling about these local guys right here next to the map, those three that you see. So we want to make Double H one of these guys. So we create like a Google business profile for you that's going to have your name, address, phone number, your website up there. You know, if you don't have a website, we build the site for you. We'll customize it, have it attached to the listing, and you'll have your reviews up there. But they could call you directly right off this page. Like they could just push that phone icon, it calls you directly. Obviously, they have to type in like excavation or one of the services you provide. So you're catching people. Yeah. Like right at the moment they're looking for what you do. That's what makes it so valuable. Okay. Most people just pick from this section because these guys are verified local contractors. So they know that we go through this process before we sign them up and actually recommend them to the community.
So, gotcha.
Yeah. So that's where you'll be listed. The beauty of these placements is you don't have to pay per click or pay per call or pay per lead, right? It's just one flat monthly rate. And then there's no other charges that pop up on you. So if you get like 100 calls from being right here throughout the month, the bill's the same. It's not going to go up on you or change.
Okay.
Yep. Far more people are doing this than any other form of advertisement in the world. It's been the most profitable way for businesses to market for the last like 17 years. The real hard part is just the availability for your industry and area because there's only a few guys there that show. So if you scroll down a little further, you'll actually see a list from like Angie's List and Home Advisor. And, I noticed you're on that list there. So you're doing like pay per lead. With Angie's?
Yes, and I'm not liking it.
Well, yeah, so what they do is they put themselves on Google, right? Home Advisor's up there, Angie's List is up there. And so when they get a lead, like if somebody scrolls past these guys and clicks on Angie's or Home Advisor, they'll sell you the information based on what they think it's worth. Like usually an excavating lead, they'll say, oh, we think this is like $100 or $60, you know? And the problem is they'll sell that lead to like three or four other guys. So it's like you're paying to compete, basically. Like you got to call them first. You got to try to give them the best price, you know? And then if you don't get it, they still keep the lead fee. They'll still keep your $60, $100. So,
yes.
You know, with this, we list you independently on the first page so the customers can call you directly. We don't text you the lead. They can actually just call you as a live call. Right there. We're like, here, he's top recommended. Here's his number. Give him a call. He's open, you know? So, you don't have those lead fees or those click fees or those call fees. So, you know, if you're a guy who's like, hey, I want to get multiple jobs per month, which I think every business owner does, this is going to be probably more affordable for you, but also expose you to more opportunities. Because far more people are just calling the top recommended guys directly off the first page of Google when they're Googling for help than are actually going to Home Advisor or Angie's. I feel like anybody that clicks on that, they know how the system works where they're going to get quoted by like four or five of you guys. And then so they're like, okay, I'm just going to pick the cheapest one. Go to Home Advisor, pick a cheap guy, you know. But that's not ideal. That's not ideal for the business owner. So with this placement, they usually want to charge $499 for a platinum bundle. Like that's what Southern Gulf Solutions and Barrera Sand Company have. That one has like the website. It also has Facebook ads in there so you can get leads from Facebook. But what I was thinking I could do for you, Hernan, if you want to come on board with us today, since I know you're already invested some money in the Home Advisor and that didn't go well, I'd be willing to reduce the rate by 50%. If you're willing to give us a shot, I'll get it down to just $249 month to month, and it'll still include like all the products and features like that Facebook advertising and the .com website for you. So that way we're just making sure we're putting you in the best position to be successful, but also minimizing your spending at this point. And then I'll also lock you in at that rate. So if you do want to keep using it each month as like the long-term marketing solution for Double H, you can keep that deal. It'll stay $249. It won't go back up to $499.
Okay. And how much time I have to take this offer?
Well, so the only time we can put a business on the first page of the Google search results is when we have a spot available within our company, which we do have today. But my reps, kind of like Tara that you were talking to, they go down the list and they just kind of fill it first come, first serve. So some of these business owners, like they've already gotten this call maybe like last year when we had the spot open. So it's like maybe they're waiting for it to open up or they've already kind of know what it is and might be ready to sign up. But I don't know. To answer your question, it's basically just until somebody says yes as we go down this list. Once they fill that spot, then we close out the category. We won't be able to work with any other businesses that fall in this same business category.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's basically while supplies last. But if you're somebody who's already like, hey, I want to get rid of Home Advisor, I don't want to pay per lead anymore, but I do still need to market my business in order to get a consistent flow of leads, that's an ideal opportunity for you. It's the peak time of the year. I've reduced the rate by 50%, and I've made it a month to month. Well, like we already make it a month to month for these listings. You know, want to make sure you're not like a serial killer or anything. So we're kind of trying
right.
you out too. Yeah. Like see how the reviews come back. Make sure he's not crazy psycho, but yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. But I'm reducing it by 50% and then locking you in at that. And it's month to month. So, I mean, if you didn't like it, you could discontinue it. But, you know, the next couple months are the most profitable time of the year. So, I mean, there couldn't really be a more ideal time to do something like this because, you know, July, August, September are peak time of the year, especially for tree services, excavating work. This is where everybody kind of gets things done to keep things ready for the rest of the year, if that makes sense.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So we have a system called Google Analytics that lets us see like which services people are searching the most, and that data goes back like 10 years. So we don't really have to guess on like which keywords and services you provide that are going to generate the most phone calls. We give you 15 different ones, but you have final say on everything. So like if you go into a client interview and you say, hey, I just want, you know, grading, excavation, tree services, tree trimming, tree pruning, you know, land clearing, you know, we'll just go off what you say. I mean, you're the boss at the end of the day. You're the one that's taking on the clients and the calls from these guys. But we do have tools available to us to kind of make sure we're also putting you in the best position possible if you want to utilize those. So.
Okay. So I was going to ask something now, but I just kept on listening.
I do that a lot. I'm a talker.
No, that's fine. What was I going to ask? Oh, yeah, about you say you guys will help me with a website?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a custom website design that we'll build for you. So we're partnered with Google. Google gives us these domain names for the site, like the www.double-h.com. For very cheap. You know, if you try to buy a doublehh.com, they'll probably try to charge you like $1,500 to $2,000 just to buy it independently. But we're able to get them for a really low rate, and then we provide them to our clients at no extra charge when they sign up for our services. So we get that domain, and then we also have a graphic design team in-house that when they do the client interview, I have bilingual reps too, by the way, if you speak Spanish or prefer Spanish. But they'll walk you through that interview, and we'll customize the website, make sure it looks exactly how you want it to look. And then we also provide hosting on that site. So as you're using our service, if you want to make changes to the site, run a promotion, anything like that, you just call in. We have 24/7 customer service, and then you let them know what you want to do, and we just go in there and make those modifications for you. So that way you never have to, like as a business owner, have a long day of work and then come home and sit on the computer and try to figure this stuff out. You just have a team here who make sure it's all taken care of for you.
Okay.
So, yeah, the website's fully included. It's no extra charge to you either. So it's a part of that $249 package.
And what would you guys need from me to start building that webpage?
Well, the client interview, like we need you to cooperate with the client interview. So I'll schedule an appointment with you for later today. And then they'll call you and they'll walk you through it. We have like set questions that we ask to set up an account. So they'll go over like your keywords, the service area that you cover, or the people that you're being exposed to basically. And then they'll go over the website too. We'll buy that domain and then try to get a general idea on how you want it to look. But we do ask you that if you have like photos of work that you've done in the past, to send that into us, and if you have like a company logo already, or you have or if you've already established a company logo, we ask you to send that in as well. But if you don't have the logo, we can also help you with that too, Hernan.
Yes, I don't have a logo yet.
Yeah, we can help you develop it. It's good when we develop it too, because we're partnered with Google, and our graphic design team in-house here can verify that you're not like copying somebody else's logo out there. So that's always good. Then you don't have to worry about it like biting you in the butt later, somebody sends you like a cease and desist order in the mail saying that you got their logo or something, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll give it a try.
Yeah. You'll love it. I mean, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, I know you'll do great with Google. You don't need those guys in there. They just need to have the customer call you directly without all those lead fees. Okay, so I'm going to create the Google business profile for Double H. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes. Can I change it at a later time, or that's something that has to stay permanent?
Yeah, you could change it. It's preferred that you don't, but but you could change it if you need to. Sometimes guys get like a tracking number or they get another phone number. What I'll do right now is I'll just send you my direct number and extension. It's the same as our customer service line. You just got to hit extension 544. And then when you want to swap the phone number out, just call in and we could swap it out for you.
Okay.
All right. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
Okay. It's my first name, Hernan.
Okay.
H-E-R-N-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Z-A-R-G-O gmail@outlook.com.
Wait, did you say G as in like gorilla and then O, or like Z as in zebra and then O? Like Zarzo?
Oh, Zargo. Z A
R G O. Got it. Okay, and that's at gmail.com?
At Outlook.
Oh, Outlook, okay. And your English is good, but I can pick up the accent. Mi esposa es salvadoreña. She's from El Salvador, my wife originally. So you kind of sound like, I can pick up that accent though. So do you prefer like Spanish or English, or are you good with both?
It don't matter. I'm good with both.
Okay. Yeah, your English is good. I don't have any problems with it. I'm picking up on it well, but I just wanted to double check and make sure that you're more comfortable. If you'd rather have like client interview technicians speak Spanish, or some things are just more clear for you in Spanish.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. My wife actually didn't come here until she was 20 years old. So.
Oh.
Yeah, when I first met her, she told me she was from Santa Ana, and I thought she meant like Santa Ana, like California. And she's like, no, like El Salvador. And I was like, oh, what the heck? Like, her English was really bad when I first met her. But yeah, she's only been in the States for 9 years now. We just got her paperwork. I had to go back to El Salvador for like a month to get her visa and like re-enter legally. It was a process. Like, I had to do like a 301 form to get a green card. And then once I got that approved, I had to file a waiver for the government to like excuse her for the illegal entry. So it was just like a long process, but we're done now.
Yeah,
it takes forever. It took like 2 years actually to get it done, but we have two baby boys, so we're kind of like, we need to get that done. I don't want to have them worrying about what's going on with mama ever.
Right.
All right, and then we're going to send this... Sorry, I'm getting personal with you.
No, it's fine.
Okay. We're going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It says Google on it, and then there's like a little 5-digit number on the back we'll need from you when it comes in. That's how you get that little red dot there on the map. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 10521.
Mm-hmm.
FM 521 Road.
FM. Oh, okay. Yeah. I know this happens over here. It's Farm to Market Road 521, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the roads in this area always, but the way they are with Google, like, and versus how they're actually listed outside are like completely different. Like, it just says FM 521 Road. Outside, but on Google it says Farm to Market Road 521. Okay, I got it. In Brazoria, and it's 77422?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and update. And then you have the option to hide this address online if you like.
If I have the option to what?
You can hide the address if you want. So, like, people can't show up at your house or get turn-by-turn directions to this address?
Oh, I didn't know I could do that, but yeah, I don't like people showing up here.
Yeah, you can hide it. So it'll just have like the city, state, and zip on the listing for HH.
Okay.
Okay. I'll go ahead and hide it for you. And then you'll still get that postcard though. We do need that when it comes in. And then we'll get you help with website included and help with logo. All right, and how do you want the hours for the business listed, like the hours of operation, your work hours?
8 to 5.
Okay, 8.
Or 7 to 5.
We'll go 7 to 5. More is better. 7 to 5, we'll go what, Monday through Saturday, or Monday through Friday?
Yes, through Saturday is fine.
Okay, and then we go Sunday. You want to go close or by appointment only?
By appointment only.
Okay. That way they could still call you, but you're not actually expected to work on Sundays.
Right.
Okay. And you could just schedule them for like Monday or something. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
At this point, cash and check. Credit card, not yet.
Okay. Submit. All right, Hernan. I have your Google Business profile created, and I put in the request for the website and help with the logo. Let's schedule your client interview. So the client interview, I'm going to have a bilingual rep available to you. The client interview usually takes about 30 minutes to get done, but we do ask for an hour window. It's set questions. They won't ask anything you don't already know off the top of your head for the business, but and ask you like the services, the service area, and get started on the website. What do you think would be the best time for you today?
I don't know, maybe after 3?
After 3. I have a 4 to 5. Central.
Okay, yeah, that should work.
All right. Let me go ahead and lock you in for the 4 to 5 slot. They're going to send you a text message at 3 o'clock just as like a reminder. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. If anything pops up or changes where you can't make it, you have my phone number. Just call in and let me know. I could reschedule it, but I'd rather get it done going into the weekend because I can actually have them still build the site and work on it over the weekend.
Okay.
Okay. Even though we're not in-house, the website developers can still build that over the weekend. All right. So I have the client interview scheduled. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
With my business debit card.
Okay. Now, does this have your name and the business name on it? Or does it just say Hernan Siragoza?
Yeah, it's got both.
Okay. Let me make sure I put double H on here. And just to confirm, is it Zaragoza or Siragoza?
What do you mean?
Zara? Z-A-R-A, right? G-O-Z-A?
Yes.
Okay. My representative spelled it S-I-R-A-G-O-S-A as if she has, like, no experience with Latinos. I'm like, you've never seen this last name before? She put it S-I-R-A-G-O-S-A. I'm like, that can't be right. Okay.
There is some Saragossa with the first D and the second is a S.
Yeah, I've seen those ones. Yeah, but the way she spelled it was like sir in the beginning, like S-I-R, and I'm like, that's not right. It's got to be like Z-A-R-A-G-O-Z-A, but I don't know. She's one of those gringos that doesn't...
No, that's fine.
I'm just kidding. I love Tara. She's awesome. Okay. All right. Perfect. So I got the name matching up, the business name. It's double hyphen H. Okay, is your company's not LLC or incorporated or anything, Hernan?
Yes, LLC.
Okay, do you want the LLC to be displayed in the business name?
No, that's fine. I'm used to not
just
to have it.
Double H? Okay.
Yeah. All right, it's actually double H Contractors LLC.
Oh.
It's too long to put in it anywhere. Just put double H.
Okay, you don't want me to put double H Contractors?
No, double H is fine.
Okay. So let me update. All right, just want to make sure we're not listing them properly here. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right, I'm ready for you.
So the card number?
Uh-huh.
It's 4473.
4473.
4400.
4400.
1206.
1206.
8183.
8183. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0627.
0627. And there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, it's 653.
653. Okay. And then, all of our calls, I want to let you know, they are recorded just for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, also as an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Double H Contractors LLC.
Thank you. And you will be doing business as Double H on the first page of Google, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And can you state your name and title within the company?
Hernan Zaragoza, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So you just do that for protection. It says to get results as fast as possible, Hernan, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a business Facebook page yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I was just thinking of working on that.
We're going to build it for you, and we're going to run Facebook ads too, but we'll need your cooperation. I just asked you that because I want to make sure we're not, like, creating another one if you already have one. We'd rather get access to the one that you already created if there's already one out there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google-certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Such as what?
Well, we know what you currently have. Like, we know you're already doing Home Advisor, and, like, we could see all your online listings. But it's more so, like, we're just saying this because we don't want you to pay for something that we're already doing for you or, like, creating two of them. You don't want to have, like, a duplicate around because then Google will, like, suspend your listings until they can basically tell you delete the other one and make sure we're not, like, giving wrong information to your potential customers out there. So...
I was thinking on getting rid of that Angie's or Home Advisor.
Yeah, you probably will after a month or two of this. I would give it some time. Just let us kind of get everything up and running, and then go ahead and do it once it's already up and running. But we do have to still, like, we need some time to build your website, do the Google verification, you know, do your client interview and stuff. So. If you're relying on that to get leads or they're actually getting you some leads right now, then, you know, I would hold on to it for just a little bit. But I'm pretty sure by the end of the first month, you'll probably wind up leaving those guys.
Okay.
We just got to get you up and running. I don't know if how often you're using those pay-per-lead services, but really, if you want to...
Like 3 days ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's too new to really be any... benefit to you. We're not saying that you have to cancel those guys, though. It's more just like we don't want you to pay for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. So we know what you already have. It's just more so like after today. I try to put you on a package where like you shouldn't need anything else. Like I wanted us to be like your one-stop shop. That way you don't have 100 different bills floating around for marketing, you know, 100 different phone numbers. You don't have like a website guy, a Facebook guy, a Google guy, and then you have all these bills. So I just upgraded you to the package that has it all, and then I just reduced the pricing structure down to that $249. So it's about half of what we normally charge for this package. So you're locked in on that deal. The first payment's going through today. Today is June 21st, 2024, at $249. And then each month moving forward, it's set up to automatically go through on the 21st day, but it'll stay in that discounted price of $249. It says you can discontinue or cancel our services at any time. We don't have any kind of like cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. All that we ask, Hernan, is if you ever want to stop our services, just give us a heads up before that 21st day. So that way we could stop it before it charges you, like stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. Everything's going to come through in writing right now. So you're going to get a couple of text messages. I'm going to hang on the line with you here and show you what these look like. Pretty easy stuff. One of them is just an outline of the agreement in writing, so it'll have everything documented that we're doing for your business. And then, like, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy we just went over. And then there's another form for Google verification. I want you to fill that out as best as you can. And then there's also a username and a password for a tracking system that's going to come through. We have a tracking system where you can actually see all the leads and the jobs that we're bringing in for you each month. So that way you'll be able to know exactly what's coming from us.
Okay. I just got a text message.
Yeah, I think that's probably it right there.
Okay.
So the first
local
one will have...
Flash?
Yep, that's it. And there's a link in there. Okay. It'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay.
Yep, and that's the full agreement right there. And then this is also sent over to your email. So we've emailed it over to you, so that way you have it on file there, too. And then shortly you'll get a Google verification one as well, and that'll have another link. It'll look the same. As far as the text message, it'll look the same. It's just like a paragraph with another link in it, and then you got to fill that form out. You don't have to do that, the Google verification form right now. Definitely want to sign the subscription terms, but try to get it back to us as soon as you can. Like, I understand if you got to work on it over the weekend because it does ask you a couple of questions. That's fine. But definitely need that back.
There's another one.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying?
Is where it says fill out the form here?
Yeah, it'll say, it says url.com or url.localsplash.com/Google.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the Google verification form. So if you click on that, open it up, and then it'll have the form there. You got to fill that out.
Okay.
It's pretty easy. It'll just ask you basic information, and then it'll say, like, oh, if you have license or insurance or if it's required by the state, which I know Texas is pretty lenient with a lot of stuff, so it might not be required for the specific services you provide, but fill it out as best as you can. And at the bottom, it says if anything's missing, we could just three-way call with the Google representative and verify you over the phone. So we could also do a phone verification, but we want you to fill it out as best you can still.
Okay. Well, I have a Google email, and it's different from the one I gave you. Does it matter to which email?
Usually they want it to match up, but as long as you sign into it, I mean, we have your number and your email on file, so when you submit the information on the form, we'll know it's you. But if it's not letting you log in with your current email, then we'll definitely need you to use that HernanZargo@Outlook.com. It may want it to match up.
The one I have here is the HersArLoss@gmail.com, and it gives me the option to switch accounts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it might be a better idea just to use the one that we already have on file here. Because that's also where they emailed you the form, too. So maybe since the phone's logged into that, it might be better to actually go to your emails and pull it up through your email, like through that email. Oh. You know what I mean? And sign it through there instead of doing it through the text. Just because the text seems like it's picking up your like iCloud or like whatever you're logged into if you have iPhone or Android, versus if you actually go to your email, it might have the Outlook stuff in there, and that might be logged into the Outlook email. So.
Okay, I got the one that pictures needed.
Yep, that's it. The pictures needed for Google verification is the Google verification form.
And slash support.
Local support.
So which one should I go and fill that form?
Oh, the one that says pictures needed is the Google verification form. The one that says subscription terms is the outline of the agreement in writing, and you got to sign off on that one too. So it's just those two forms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says either reply directly to this email or fill out the form here. So if I click on, I think it's going to send me back to that. Yeah, it did the same thing.
Send you back to log into the other email?
Yeah.
Yeah, then we'll need you to log into the email that we have on file, the HernanZargo@Outlook.com.
So where it says access your dashboard?
Yeah, that's the tracking system. So if you go to your text, you should have a username and password in there. They just sent it over to you. So the username is your phone number, and the password is SEO Bing.
Okay, yeah, I seen that one.
Yeah, and so that's, you could log into that. They'll send you an email with a link to the app if you would rather download the app on your phone. And then also there's a YouTube video that shows you how to use the app. But that's a really good tool for you especially if you don't have somebody answering the phone for you. It'll like save all the information of the people, like even the ones you miss, or even if it's clients that you did work on, you could still go in there and see like what you're getting from us each month. And then also you're not losing track of your customers. It's kind of like a client management system. And then also it has a link in there. You could send customers a link to your Google business profile, and you could ask them to like write a review, like put the star rating and write a review on your company. You usually don't want to send that until after you've completed the job, obviously, but that's okay. A good tool when you're like packing up the vehicle, you know, you could just in the truck, just send that over to them, and you know, that way they get it, and we could help build up your Google reviews because we're basically starting from zero right now.
Yes.
Okay. But
okay.
As long as we have like the subscription term signed and then you're ready for that client interview between 4 and 5, you're good. If you feel like you're missing anything, Hernan, like if you get confused or you feel like you're missing something, don't panic. We have 24/7 customer service and you have my direct number and extension. Most of my reps are bilingual too. So, I mean, if you call in at any time, we're going to basically walk you through it and make sure everything's working for you. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, especially like the first couple of weeks when you sign up with us, we're really on top of it just to make sure we're getting you up and running. Then once we see you kind of got the hang of it, the customers are coming in, you're getting reviews, everything's going well, we'll kind of back off and then kind of let you do your thing from there.
Okay.
But that concludes our initial sign-up process, so I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team today. I sent you a reminder for the client interview. It does have your name spelled wrong. I'll actually fix that right now. It's embarrassing. Tara with the Siragoza. But we'll contact you between 4 and 5 for the client interview. If anything pops up or changes between now and then where, like, you can't make that client interview, just call me back so I can swap it out for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Hernan. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you this afternoon at 4.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
You're very welcome. You too. Bye-bye.